from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the meantime, with the long weekend, good time to discuss what we're watching. Some TV recommendations.
What is on there? The summer stuff coming to an end, the fall stuff coming out. But Lanny, you were telling me something kind of out of nowhere came out on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet. It's a new special that I got to get my eyes on.
The new Sandler stand-up came out on, it was so random. Might have been, what's today? Today's Friday, so I think I want to say it was Tuesday or Wednesday. It was just like a random day that I was like, well, I mean, I saw that it was coming out.
Yeah.
But it just felt like, it was the 27th, so it was Tuesday, which seemed
very strange.
Random Tuesday drop. Netflix
I mean,
is
Tuesday
weird.
Was, you know, new CD day at Newbery Comics for 100 years.
That's a good point. That's
but true. I didn't know that carried over to Netflix.
Yep. New Limp Bizkit's out.
They're bringing it back.
Yeah. You gotta get down there.
Tuesdays at Newbery Comics were the best, because the top 20 CDs were always
sitting
at
right
most
there.
$11, yeah. Maybe $12.
Oh, yeah. The big 1088 sticker in fluorescent pink.
Oh,
and they'd
awesome.
They lay them right out in order. Yeah. That was nice.
Tuesdays at Newbery Comics was something else. But yeah, so I watched the Sandler special the next night. So I watched it Wednesday night. Really good. Mm. About an hour 20, if that.
Whoa.
But perfect combination of funny music and funny jokes.
So this is what Lanny told me when I was asking about it. The only reason this was on my radar is the Kelseys had Sandler on their podcast. And I was like,
the Kelseys are getting $100 million for their podcast.
Yeah, which, by the way, Nick, if we could line up Adam Sandler, that'd be great.
Get him on.
But
on it.
But I was like, well, what's he on there? What's he on there promoting? And it was his special. And that's exactly what Lanny said. He's like, it blends very well between the comedy, a sort of a stand-up versus music versus, and he's able to blend them nicely.
Billy, didn't you say he's on Rogan too, Adam Sandler?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Might have been a week or so ago. He did an episode of Rogan. So if you got, 2.5 hours, it's, it's definitely worth it though, because it's pretty awesome, especially being in this area, because both of them came up in comedy in Boston, in New England. So hearing them talk about all the old clubs in this area that they played and all the old names of the people that were in this area was a very good interview. It was a quick 2.5 hours.
Well, it's a long weekend, so people you got 2.5 hours.
You might be driving somewhere.
Yeah,
maybe give that a rip after you've exhausted the Jones and Keefe catalog.
Well, right,
you've ripped through that.
Yeah. It's on Apple Podcasts,
forever.
Odyssey app. I mean, once you've listened to all of that,
subscribe.
Yeah. Well, definitely subscribe.
Pound that like button.
Smash that like button.
Smash it.
Yeah. But yeah, there's only so much you can do, so you might need something else, yeah.
So I'm finishing up a show called Evil. It premiered on CBS. They moved it to Paramount Plus. They're like, who has Paramount Plus? Like, well, I do.
I have it.
Or my sister-in-law does. But don't worry, it's not about who has the Paramount Plus account.
No.
That's not what this is about.
Oh, no, the feds are coming after your sister-in-law.
They're on Netflix. He's fine.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, so anyway, it's a show that just wrapped up. I think it's the season finale. I'm not there yet, so I was playing a little bit of catch-up. But it's a show about people determining whether or not someone needs an exorcism.
Okay.
So it's like, is it kind of like a procedural? Like, it started on CBS, so it sort of had like a little bit of a formula of like, are they do this, they do this, and they do this. But it's about like these demons. It's about demons and exorcisms. And not all the people that are like on the committee to see if you need an exorcism even believe in that. It's pretty fascinating.
I feel like if you're...
It's good.
I feel like if you're unsure, you probably don't need what I feel like
if
I would
you're
know,
asking that question.
I feel like I would know. Oh, you're saying if you're even asking, you probably need the exorcism.
Like, I think I need an exorcism. It's like, well,
what's the harm in an exorcism?
Just
to really be sure, what's the harm in it?
Burned with the holy water, I think.
But then if you're
it could just be good for the soul.
Well, if there's no demon in there, the holy water's not going to burn, right? What's the downside? And then if I did wind up needing an exorcism, I get burned a little bit, but
that's true.
Demon gone.
But I mean, not all demons might be... I mean, the name sounds evil, but there might be...
Good demons?
Are there good demons?
Right.
Is that true?
I might have
the show's called Evil.
I might have a lazy, hungry demon living in me. You know what I mean? Like, the only thing it's hurting is my health.
That might be more of a ghoul.
Yeah. Well, okay, there you go.
That might not be a demon.
It could be a ghoul.
That's a slimer.
Yeah.
Just a mouthful of hot dogs living inside me.
He's just eating pizza and dogs. Like, he's not really bothering anybody.
Yeah, still possessed, but you know, not in an evil way.
It's the undead.
No, it's when you're able to make that reference and hammer it home. Slimer.
It's a slimer.
It's really not so bad.
It's a classic slimer. That's what he's dealing with right now. Yeah, no, the show's good. Unfortunately, this season hasn't been as strong, but I haven't seen the finale yet, so I'm wondering how they're going to do it. The guy who played Luke Cage in the Netflix series, he's like the main character in this. And it's also one of the correspondents, I forget his name, from Daily Show is also in it.
Not Jordan Klepper.
It's not Jordan
Klepper. Oh, I like Jordan Klepper.
Yeah, no, it's not Jordan Klepper. You'd recognize him, though. Okay. I forget his name, but you'd recognize him. He's pretty good. So I got that in the hopper. We just talked about it last night. It's not out yet, unfortunately, but that Vince McMahon documentary.
Oh, yes.
Netflix is like pumping out these documentaries. We're going to talk about Tatum's coming up in a little bit, but the Vince McMahon one, I think, is going to be pretty interesting. Although Billy put a little bit of water on it when he said WWE has a relationship with Netflix, and they're getting Monday Night Raw next year. So
they're
like,
going to go a little soft.
Although it is a new sheriff in town. Like, Vince doesn't run it anymore. So it's not like they need to, like, they could maybe still go after him. I mean, I'm going to watch it either way. Like, we'll see.
Yeah, you watch it and then be like, oh, I hated it.
Yeah, that was a piece of
garbage.
Yeah, that's the name of the game. You got anything? I know you like these reality shows.
Well, so it's obvious. I'm a reality guy. Number one, and I'm a little behind on it, but there is Challenge 40.
40th season of the challenge. How many episodes is that? Because I'll rip that.
25?
Wait, already?
It's more
no,
like,
I mean, like, how far am I?
We're like two or three episodes.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can easily.
Very, very
catch
much.
Up. So maybe that's what I'll do.
Challenge 40, get
Bananas
in.
Bananas on that?
Bananas is
CT?
On it. CT's on it.
Sold. Wes?
Wes is not on it.
No, I like when Wes is on there.
So they did it. So they have Era. It's
Amanda?
They have Challenger. Amanda briefly is on it. Yes.
Oh, spoiler.
Sorry for the spoiler there. But Amanda.
Come on.
Amanda, one of my all-time favorites, actually.
Amanda's great.
But so they do eras. So, like, CT is on the original era with, like, Darrell, Derek, Anissa.
Derek.
Second era is,
Cara,
like,
Maria?
Cara Maria is, I believe, in the Bananas era.
Okay.
Laurel. Strong women.
That's a good team.
In that second era, strong
that's like
women.
That's like the Maya Rudolph, Rachel Dratch, Anna Gasteyer, Shannon. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, like, whoa.
Real powerhouse. Yep. Tier three, I'm blanking on who's on there. Maybe Jordan?
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. He's probably the greatest challenger of all time.
He's not. Jordan
How have they been doing this without rules and real world anymore?
Jordan's unreal. What
so
do you mean?
They've,
so
hold like, on. Like, put a pin in the Jordan
Sorry,
thing.
I don't mean to cut you off.
No,
like, into it early seasons.
So they've stopped.
There's none of those shows anymore, which they would pluck from.
They've added other shows.
Big Brother.
There's a show called Are You the One?
Survivor. You the One?
Okay, so it's just all kind of competition reality shows. It's not necessarily just MTV.
Other CBS MTV shows, yes.
And they've also gone all over the globe. Like, they, like, brought in a whole crop of, like, guys from London, guys and gals
Brits.
From London, Australia,
some Aussies,
like, all over the place, and they're
some
all
Kiwis,
like, they're
some Aussies,
they're on different weird shows that I've never heard of.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
throw them in there, and it's not bad.
Yeah,
they also did well. Cara Maria was actually on, like, what they called the Fresh Meat, which was just, like, people trying out specifically for that show.
Yeah, she was Fresh Meat two,
one or two. Yeah,
yeah, she might have been Fresh Meat two. But no,
but Jordan's not the best. You think he's better than CT? Okay,
well,
Bananas.
Well, he hasn't won as much as CT and Bananas.
Okay, that's a pretty good indication.
But he's
better at
it. He also came in tier three. I just told you versus the other two have been on the show forever. And Bananas is great.
Babe Ruth's still the greatest player of all time.
CT is great. But I'm just telling you. I think Jordan's got some more titles in his future. Jordan's dominant.
What about the Miz?
He does it with one hand. Ooh, Miz not on it.
Well, no, Jordan's impressive.
Yeah, I'll give you
that. He's doing all the same stuff everybody else is doing with one hand. I mean, that's incredible.
Jordan dominant. I think most basic people who barely even watch a challenge like you would say CT or Bananas.
I've watched every episode.
Well, not this season, but when
I'm saving it up so I can rip through it.
But the good debate
binge style.
The good debate is the greatest woman of all time on that show. The most dominant woman.
Well, Cara Maria gets a lot of credit. She's probably been on the most.
Cara Maria.
Laurel,
Evelyn, Paula won twice.
Emily's
on this season. Emily only won once. She won on Champs versus Pros as well.
She's pretty good.
Yeah,
trying to think.
Camilla, no longer allowed on the program.
Camilla's good for a meltdown. Her and Nani are good for a meltdown.
Look, Camilla won twice. Look it up.
Who's her partner?
I don't believe
one of them. Bananas.
One of them was Bananas.
Correct.
Yes.
She won
the other one individually.
Yeah, all right. So you get points for that.
Yeah.
You get big points
nice.
For that.
So anyway, that's actually, I'm actually behind on that, but I like that show very much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Big Brother, spoiler alert, someone local went home last night, which is very rough if you're not caught up.
When's Traders 3 come back?
Oh, I love Traders.
We should do a whole thing on Traders. We should do a dork podcast on Traders.
Traders in. Yeah. Traders was great. Traders 2. I didn't watch the first one. Traders 2
Neither did I. The second one was so good, I was completely sold. Although the cast for the third one has no real world people in it. That's what got me in on the season 2.
Yeah, same. So who's on it? Wasn't the first season of Traders, it was like some just like Joe Schmoes? It wasn't even like reality TV people.
It was mixed because there were Survivor people that were on it.
Right.
So like Survivor, Big Brother, maybe some randoms.
Right. Yeah, it was also from, like, Lou down the street. It wasn't, like, people who were, like, from a show. It was just, like, random people.
I mean, good for him. I mean, I would kill to be on one of those shows. Absolutely kill to be on one of those shows. Not now. Now I can't even move. If they're like, hey, we got to run a mile. I'd be like, a mile? Yeah. We have to run it?
Yeah, I'm real out.
I got a car.
Angela had to walk 8 miles in 12 hours the other night on Big Brother. She was dying. And so, Big Brother is the real thing that
you
I'm
like
watching.
That one?
It's maybe the greatest reality show of all time.
Really?
Yeah. Survivor. People love Survivor. I'm not a Survivor guy. I would maybe even bend the knee to Survivor.
They're both
probably the original,
strong, right? Like, for 20 years.
Big Brother's great.
Yeah.
Big Brother's great. All right, but challenge. I'm going to have to sell you on Jordan more.
Yeah, for sure.
617-779-7937. That is what we're watching. Nick, you got anything you're watching, Ashley?
Outside of college football, I do need to see.
Oh, college football, big weekend.
New episode of Only Murders in the Building came out this week. Season 1 through 3, I really liked, so I'm hoping this season's pretty good.
So I didn't finish season 3. I liked 1 a lot, 2 I liked less, and then I bailed on 3. Would you recommend going back on that?
I would recommend. The last 3 episodes of season 3 were pretty good.
Okay. So watch season 1.
Yeah, that'd be my recommendation.
Season 1 and then pull that ripcord.
But I did see they just came out with 4 or like however many episodes. So,
okay.
All right, there you go.
Nice. What we're watching on the long weekend. College football is a good one, by the way, as that's back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.